All right, welcome back to Talkin' Baseball alongside Bill Lasky and Marty Lurie. My name is Kerry Crowley, and it's my pleasure to welcome in our next guest, one of the voices of the AA Richmond Flying Squirrels, Giants affiliate in the farm system. His name is Blaine McCormick. And Blaine, thank you so much for joining the show, and congratulations that minor league baseball is back. I know how much you missed it last year, and I know how exciting this first week has been for you.
It's been really exciting, Kerry, and thank you so much for having me on all the way in California, talking to you from Virginia. It's a cool thing. I love how it is. But yeah, like the fact that minor league baseball is back and the fans are back too, it makes it feel like there's some type of normal in the world right now.
Absolutely. And we're going to get into Elliot Ramos, Sam Long, Sean Jelly, all of the top performances from the first week that you've witnessed at Richmond. But before we do that, I just want to give some perspective on what last year was like for you as a minor league baseball broadcaster. How did you spend 2020? How did you fill up your time?
Sure. So originally I had the opportunity to come to Richmond in 2020 for the same position that I'm in right now as assistant broadcaster and also media relations. So I came to Richmond in February. Pandemic started to happen. I later moved back to my hometown of Grand Junction, Colorado, and there really wasn't much to broadcast during that time. So I helped my family on our family farm that's been in our family for as long as I've been alive, helping my dad doing that, and then a lot of friends that also own farms in the area in Grand Junction. I then got a job at the largest liquor store on the western slope of Colorado. It's called Fisher's Liquor Barn, just to make some extra cash. And it was a totally different industry than I had ever worked in before. Made some money, got some savings in my bank account, which was awesome. And I'm very thankful that I was able to find employment at such a difficult time and learn about a new industry. Richmond and I still were talking and decided to come back. And I'm so glad that I did, because it feels like I'm back in a way when these players are playing on the diamond and I'm able to talk to people about the game of baseball and get that excitement back. It's so much fun. So that's how I spent 2020. There were some opportunities to broadcast for a D2 college there, Colorado Mesa University, where Sergio Romo actually went to college. So that was pretty cool to be there with a former Giant and his former school. So that's a long-winded answer, but that's how 2020 kind of all was for me.
Well, we really admire your perseverance. We're so happy that we can listen to you on MILB.TV to watch the Richmond Flying Squirrels. And clearly the story from the first week is Elliot Ramos doing exactly what he did during Major League spring training, doing exactly what he did at the alternate site, and that's blast baseballs. How much fun has it been to watch Elliot Ramos play this week, Blaine?
He's a headline in bold letters, largest text on the newspaper, you name it. He is that kind of player. It's been fun to watch him just in the batter's box during BP too, because it seems like he always focuses on something different whenever he's in for the different shifts. So I've noticed like the first shift, he's focused on the base hits. Then he starts to hit with a little more power as the BP sessions go on during the game. It's awesome. I mean, he's hit back-to-back home runs. He had one 2 days ago. He had one 3 days ago. The one 2 days ago was a three-run home run, and he was a triple away from the cycle, if you could believe it. And I really admire his perseverance during this time, too, and I really admire his work ethic, because as when we come to the ballpark, it seems like Elliot is always swinging in the cages during BP, and he's never had like downtime at all from what we could see, limited from what our COVID protocols are. But yeah, he's going to be a star someday.
Well, you've started the season watching him, but I have a good feeling that we'll be watching him in San Francisco by the end of the year. Chatting Richmond Flying Squirrels, Giants minor league affiliate baseball with Blaine McCormick, one of the broadcasters for the Giants AA affiliate. And Blaine, really one of the early stories when Giants minor league assignments went out is how loaded this starting pitching staff is in Richmond. The Giants sent Tristan Beck, Sean Jelly, Sam Long, Matt Frisbee, all guys with major league potential to play for Jose Alguacil in Richmond. And I want to get your perspective on each of them. And we'll start with the opening day starter, Tristan Beck. Giants acquired him in the Mark Melancon trade in 2019. What did you see out of Tristan Beck, the Stanford product?
You know, Tristan Beck, he had 4 innings of work. He gave up 4 hits and 2 earned runs with 3 strikeouts. So I know that line doesn't really, you know, scream a great start, but honestly, he wasn't missing his spots all that much. He was pitching against a really good Hartford hitting team that has a lot of good prospects on it, like Coco Montes for within the Rockies system and Eloriz Montero, who came in the Nolan Arenado trade. But Beck looked really, really good on the mound. And opening day starts are always kind of one way or the other. In my opinion, you either have like a really, really good outing or maybe not so good of an outing. Beck did fine. He did really good. I think his fastball is really electric. He can be a big league pitcher here soon, too.
Well, really fun to see that Tristan Beck was the opening day starter in Richmond, but also really fun to pull up some highlights this week from the AA Flying Squirrels Twitter account and see that Sean Jelly was swinging the bat, the 6'11" pitcher out of Kentucky, second round draft pick behind Joey Bart in 2018. Jelly picked up a bat, and so before we ask you about his pitching appearance, what did you see from him at the plate this week?
I couldn't believe what I saw, because the first time he came up, the bases were loaded. And he approached the manager, Jose Agusil, and it's funny watching them stand right next to each other because Jelly just towers over Augie. And Augie's pretty tall himself. He's taller than me. I'm 5'9", so a lot of baseball players are taller than me. But it's just cool to see that a pitcher can hit in the minor league system, because AA Northeast, if I'm not mistaken, is the only, if not one of the few minor league leagues that has pitchers hit. So when Jelly stepped into the box, his towering frame just was, it was noticeable to everybody in the crowd. And he actually had a pretty decent swing. It was a fastball pretty high up in the zone. But for Jelly, that's, you know, way, way up in the zone. And he just bounced it right up the middle and scored two with the bases loaded. So in that sense, I love that that is still applicable in this league. And I think it really should stay in the National League because it's different. It's fun. And it's an opportunity for pitchers to help out themselves. And Jelly helped out himself, and Richmond ended up winning the game at 12-6.
I think that one of the prospects that has caught Giants fans' attention early in 2021 is Sam Long, because he's got a unique story. Didn't start out in the organization, Sacramento State product, but the lefty goes mid to high 90s with his fastball. He's got a hammer 12-6 curveball. And I have to imagine that watching that curveball was one of the best parts of being back at the diamond this week, Blaine.
It's nasty, and it struck out a few batters. In fact, five of them over three innings. He did give up a few earned runs, but, you know, you kind of expect that for an early start to the season. Once he starts to get a little more time and a little more inning work, I think he can really improve on his skills. Just being able to see what he can do in bullpen sessions and then in-game sessions too, it's been really unique, because at this level, it's kind of a make-or-break level for some guys. And some guys will come out of AA with a lot of fine skills, a lot of great skill sets. And some guys just, you know, they end up not making it to the bigs. But I think Long has a really bright future ahead of them.
Yeah, I do as well. Seeing him at spring training, it was eye-opening. The Giants brought him in challenging situations. They had him face the heart of the Cincinnati Reds order late in a game this spring in Cactus League play, and he really thrived. So it's always so fun to catch up with minor league broadcasters, because we get the prospect reports on the headline guys. Like you mentioned, everyone wants to know about Elliot Ramos. Everyone wants to know about Sean Jelly and Sam Long. But I also want to hear about the under-the-radar guys and who has potentially caught your eye this week. Who's caught your attention with their first few games in Richmond, Blaine?
Sure thing. So I've got two for you, a position player and then also a pitcher. David Villar is the position player. So Villar is a third baseman. He's really athletic at that hot corner. He had a few balls rocketed over towards him that he just picked up with ease. But he also has a really good swing, very powerful. He had a home run 2 days ago. Yesterday, the Squirrels got rained out, so we have a doubleheader coming up today. But Villar had a two-run homer back on Thursday night, and he's got a lot of pop to the bat and an RBI machine. Whenever there's runners on base and VR's in the batter's box, if you're a Squirrels fan, you've got to watch him. The other one I want to touch on is Norwith Gudino, because Gudino, if you haven't heard of him, he's still pretty young and working his way up the Giants system. Younger guy, really electric stuff, because he had 7 strikeouts over 3 innings in his first appearance in AA. And he's got a cutter that he throws, as well as a split finger fastball. So the splitter is actually his favorite pitch to throw. And he learned it when he was still growing up in Venezuela with a really good friend of his. and it's just taken him throughout his career. You don't see too many pitchers with a splitter anymore, so that's a unique thing. He's really durable when he comes out of the bullpen, and I think that's really important once you get to the major leagues.
Absolutely. You mentioned David Villar. One thing that I wanted to throw out to Giants fans listening today, Joey Bart played with him at San Jose back when it was high A in the California League in 2019. And he said to Villar, how are you an 11th round draft pick? All you do is rake. Mm-hmm. And so to hear that he's doing that at AA at the beginning of the season, that's a great sign for a Giants farm system that really does have a lot more depth. We're chatting AA Richmond Flying Squirrels with Blaine McCormick. And Blaine, one more for you before we let you go here. Jose Alguacil, the manager at Richmond this year, former Giants first base coach, spent a lot of time on Bruce Bochy's staff. How have you liked getting to know him?
It's been fantastic. Augie is a very kind man, really wants to get to know everybody. And, you know, even though there's all these protocols that we have to follow, over the Zoom sessions that we've had with him and over the conversations that Augie and I have had, he's asked me about my personal life. He wants to hear about my story as well as me wanting to hear about his story. And that's really unique to speak to him as a person. As a manager, it seems like he really has a deep connection with the guys so far because they spent spring training together in Arizona. Now they're here in Richmond together. And talking with the players, they reflect that too, because Augie always shows up really early to the ballpark. It seems like his car is here about the same time that most of the front office members get here. And you can tell that he prepares a lot. He always has different points to bring up with guys whenever there's a situation that really needs to be taken advantage of during a game. He always talks with his guys right before it, and it progresses. And it's a really unique management style. And he's not afraid to show the bunt for pitchers. He's not afraid to show bunt for the second or third hitters either. But it's about getting the runs across the scoreboard, and he has that winning mentality. He mentioned it at his first press conference of the season. He wants this team to win, and he wants to bring a championship back to Richmond.
Well, really good stuff, and we really appreciate your perspective, Blaine. And like you said, AA is a separator. It's where major leaguers and minor leaguers define themselves, and guys can put themselves on a path. So really enjoying hearing from you today. Thanks so much for joining the show.
You got it, Kerry. Looking forward to the next conversation with you. It was a pleasure today, and hopefully the Giants have a W under their belt today.
All right. That's Blaine McCormick, the voice of the Richmond Flying Squirrels. Up next, Marty will be back talking with Mark Simon of Sports Info Solutions. You're listening to Talkin' Baseball, KNBR 104.5, 680, the sports leader.